following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from New Hartford, Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Kit Cameron of KCHA Radio in Charles City and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. The first question will come from KCHA's Kit. Kit, go ahead with your first question.
Good morning, Senator Grassley. I'm happy to report that the sun is shining today in Charles City.
And it's shining in New Hartford, too, but we've had a rough go down here, just like you have up there.
Yes, we have. Well, I decided to ask some of my listeners what they would like to know, and a lot of the questions are coming in about regards to the recent Hobby Lobby decision. I guess my question would be, do you see it perhaps being overturned if it's found that the company of Hobby Lobby has maybe invested in some companies that go against the religious beliefs?
Well, I would say at this point, those factors might have been taken into consideration in this decision for now. If Hobby Lobby would change their organizational structure and they weren't a family-owned, closely held corporation where the beliefs of the owners were not clearly identified, as it was in the case of the Green family, then those changes in the future may bring them under the law and not have the protection of the Supreme Court decision. But I think as of now, you'd have to conclude that that nothing's going to stand in the way of this court decision and the constitutional rights of the Green family, unless they change their, as long as they don't change their business model.
I, too, have a question about the Affordable Care Act. The CEO of our local hospital says he is seeing about a 2% revenue deduction in the amounts withheld by the government and commercial insurance, which he attributes to a result of the Affordable Care Act and the changes that went into place on January 1. Was this a foreseeable development, and are you hearing the same from other hospitals and healthcare providers?
I can answer a question generally about whether I'm hearing it from other hospital people. Not showing up in my town meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday that I had in nine cities down in southeast Iowa, and if it's showing up in phone calls in my office, being in Iowa, I'm not aware of them till Monday. But I can tell you, other than just your question about 2% and premiums, Hospital Association nationally backed Obamacare based on the proposition that people that didn't have insurance and were using the emergency room and not paying for the use of the emergency room and the hospital absorbing those costs, now that everybody has to have insurance, that the hospitals were expecting for additional revenue to come in as a result of Obamacare and the individual mandate. Now, if that's not happening, then I'd have to say that the hospital should have been more cautious when Obamacare passed, not to give their blessing to it, because the American Hospital Association did back Obamacare.
One of our listeners, Lynn, is a mother with college students, and she's asking about what do you think about Iowa? Maybe is it time for us to have some debt forgiveness programs to help students that are graduating with tremendous debt loads nowadays, like some other states are implementing?
The student debt is much higher than it has to be for people to get a college degree. And so we need to change process before people get their student loans, because it seems to me it's one thing to forgive debt for the exact amount of money it takes to get a college loan or a college education, but it would be immoral to the taxpayers of this country to forgive debt that was borrowed that wasn't necessary to go to college. And I'll quantify that answer for you. University of Iowa has studied the amount of loans that people take out, and there's an average debt of $29,000 per student. If they took out just the amount of money that it took to get that degree, it would be $13,000 less. So instead of going out of college with a $29,000 loan, you'd only have a $16,000 loan to repay. There's a big difference. It's one thing to forgive the debt of that $16,000, but it's not fair to ask the taxpayers to forgive debt for the $13,000 that was borrowed that you didn't need to go to college. So I think that what we have to do is a federal requirement that a university is supposed to tell a student the maximum amount they can borrow. That's the way it's handled today. We should change that policy to having the university advise people the amount of money that they need to borrow to actually finish college.
I've read accounts that if the EPA maintains the blend wall on renewable fuels, this will actually increase the price of fuels at the pumps. And at the same time, I've read accounts that renewable fuels reduce the cost of fuel at the pumps. And I've also read conflicting stories on renewable fuels helping and harming the environment. With so much out there swirling around renewable fuels, how can the public decipher the truth?
Well, every test I've seen based upon science is that ethanol is environmentally positive. The first point you made was about price, and you're getting the oil companies propaganda about the increased cost of fuel because of ethanol. How do you increase the cost of fuel if ethanol is 50 or 60 cents a gallon cheaper than a 100% petroleum product? And so I think that all the evidence I have, including studies from Iowa State University, show that it reduces the cost of energy and it's environmentally positive.
Thank you.
I have a question from another listener. Pete is a single dad. He asks if you're aware of the financial issues that are facing non-custodial parents due to lack of cooperation between states in administering child support, and especially when one parent moves out of state and then the parent in Iowa wants to get their judgment changed. They're facing some real difficulties with that. Are you aware of that, and how would you address that?
Yeah, I'm aware of that, and Congress has already addressed it. Go to court and get the refund coming back from the income tax filings. You can get the courts to pass that on to you for any child support that's owed that's not paid.
What's your view on the immigration policy and what's taking place at the border?
I voted against the immigration bill that passed the Senate because it didn't secure the border. I think the House, if they would take up a bill, which evidently they aren't, would pass a bill with more border security so I could vote for an immigration reform bill. I think we need an immigration reform bill. But the people that are crossing the border is right now is evidence that, first of all, the president's not enforcing the immigration laws, and the border's not secure. And you've got to have border security before you do anything with legalization, or otherwise we're going to end up with more people coming to this country, just like we found out 25 years ago when we legalized without securing the border.
Thank you, Kit and Gordon, for participating in today's public affairs program. This was Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.